Amy Iverson, who, by the way, you're a voracious reader, and you're either reading ebooks or you're listening to them constantly. And something I hear from you often is, I'm reading this book and I don't like the language, but I so like this person, and so you're always in this area of conflict.
You're
always warning me, like, I'm going to go out and read these books, which is strange because I read so much for this job that the last thing I want to do is go out and read some more.
Well, I have a really long commute, so I do a lot of audiobooks.
Yeah.
And if you, because someone in this building, I just had to inform, if you don't know that you can download the Overdrive app on your phone, it's the library app. You can download
the public library app.
For free.
Yeah.
Download audiobooks. If you don't know that, you are missing out.
Or if you're an Amazon Prime member, don't you get the books also?
I don't know because I'm not an Amazon Prime.
You have
member.
Yet to do that, which I is you're waiting for the drones.
And
I
that's
know.
Not free. I'm saying free Overdrive. Do it right now. So, yes, this happens to me all the time where I'm listening to an audiobook and the profanity just smacks me in the face.
Way it's like you're just getting assaulted.
Mm-hmm, it is. And I don't know what is better, because with reading, you come across those words. Sometimes you can glaze over them really quick. But thankfully, this couple from Idaho, Twin Falls, they found this exact thing happening with their fourth grader. So their fourth grader, and if you have kids who love to read, you know, they want bigger and bigger and more, give me more, give me more. And a lot of the books geared toward young kids, or not even young kids, young adults, maybe tweens, there's a lot of swear words sometimes. And are you going to read every single book before your kid? I thought I was going to do that when my kids started reading chapter books. You can't. You just don't have time. It's not like watching a movie before your kid goes and sees it. And there's no way to know if there's going to be swear words in a book and kind of the themes. Are there going to be very adult themes? This is a new app. It is called Clean Reader. This Twin Falls couple said they looked and looked for an app that did this for ebooks. They couldn't find one. And so they decided, hey, maybe that's something we should do.
Well, and it makes perfect sense with technology today. If kids are reading on e-readers, I mean, you're not going to go through a book with a Sharpie. I know parents have, like, in advance. We'll just Sharpie out everything, right? You can't redact entire books at a time. But this technology makes it pretty simple, I would think.
Now, we've kind of had, you know, this question with movies. And is this legal to alter someone else's creativity? We know. We've been through all that. Well, Jared Mon, he's the owner of Clean Reader. He said before they created the app, he and his wife talked to a lot of copyright attorneys to make sure they were in the clear with this. And those lawyers told them, yeah, go ahead. When they found out, this app doesn't change the book. It just hides the profanity.
We put a highlight over the word that ends up blocking the word out. We also have it set up so that when you do see an area where a word's been blocked out, if you need to kind of know what the word was to keep the context of what's being said in the book, you can tap the little area that's blocked out, and a pop-up box will appear that has an alternate word that's less offensive that has the same general meaning as the profane word.
So to say foul, filth, foul.
And something I was wondering about this is, so say we're reading whatever book it is. Maybe I feel like as an adult, I can handle some things more than my 13-year-old. Well, Mon said that this app has different levels of filtering.
We set it up so that there's three different levels of clean. So you can pick just clean. It takes out the big swear words that most people would consider major swear words. And then we have cleaner and we have squeaky clean. Squeaky clean takes out essentially everything we could find.
So the book's like two lines long.
Yeah, exactly, depending on who it is.
And they've been surprised because they thought that kids would be the main users, and that's not the case. And they have found that a lot of people don't want profanity, whether they're young or old. And it's free. It's iOS and Google Play. And they make money because they get a small royalty. You buy the books within the app. So it's not like you can buy a book on Amazon and then put it through this app. You buy through this app, and then you decide your level of filtering.
Does it just do words, or will it do themes? Or
yes.
So like
it said, inappropriate phrases or words.
So like 50 Shades of Grey would be like half a shade of white.
Right. That's exactly right.
But something like that.
The example they gave was Lone Survivor, which I read, And it, Lone Survivor, about, you know, the SEAL who survived this attack. And there was a lot of profanity in that. My husband, who was in the military, will say, that's real life.
Yeah.
In the military, but maybe your 14-year-old son, you don't think he needs that real of life.
Or again, maybe you don't want,
maybe you don't want to.
That level.
And they said it just gives readers a choice. And so right now, they said there's a bug in the App Store that makes it kind of hard to find. Apple says they're fixing it. It's called Clean Reader, the mobile app for ebooks.
But the key is, it's not going to go in and find books that you've already purchased and clean them up.
No, you have to buy them through
the service.
Clean Reader.
Right. Very cool, though.
I love it.
You could get one book for you, and you read it, and then your kid reads it.
Then you put it on squeaky clean.
Yes, yeah.
For the kid.
Extra squeaky, and then you're good. So
I think it's a great idea. Good for them. How often do parents say, there should be an app, but then they don't do anything about it?
And it will be interesting to see if there's a legal challenge.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like they've tackled that, though, for now.
Yeah, well, just because an attorney said you're in the right legally does not ever stop somebody from filing a lawsuit. So hopefully they're prepared for that.